Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the Cleric Wizard.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Last time, the party arrived in Vivex City, a settlement built around a great dragonborn warship. After meeting with some of the military council, the party have discovered that a meeting of various Erosian leaders has been called to discuss the Kallus Starbane problem. The meeting is to take place in 1 month. Whilst this conversation takes place, Sentry visits the dragonborn artificers, who examine her matrix and reveal the shocking news that her resurrection and numerous life-draining effects have shortened her lifespan and given her an estimated 3 months left of function.
Wow.
Nova speaks with the Illusory Leadership System, or ILS, an illusory copy of Kallus and his memories, and discusses the fate of Erois. The ILS tells her that the gods of Erois are really just titans and echoes of Siaska's power. Whilst Nova speaks with the ILS, the party make their way to explore the city and get cake for Sentry. En route, however...
Very important.
We got it here.
En route... A shocking and sudden attack against Vivex City takes place and embroils the party. And we begin mid-initiative after a round of combat.
Yeah.
We do have a combat map, I think, that we can share. So, to set the scene, Vivex City is built into an arid, not quite desert, but a very dry climate. There are numerous stone buildings made from a mixture of sandstone and imported stone from Suvona. There are market stalls. There is greenery and shrubland and life around the city itself. Mainly, it seems to be cultivated. But the scene before you is a long stretch of trade road with various little merchant tables and buildings on either side has befallen. Two large sinkholes have appeared. A stone giant, as well as two Naga, or kind of like Medusa serpentine-like women, and three cultists have emerged. You know that this is not the only battle taking place in the city. This is part of a wider attack, and you aren't sure if you can expect reinforcements at any time. Nova is on her route, on her way back, and Nova will have to navigate the city streets of Vivex to try and get to you as quickly as she can.
Lol.
And we begin at the top of a brand new round, because we did finish things off last time. So, the scene we currently have, Ayla is engaging three of these kind of very blood-crazed cultist women. They have this kind of long, dyed green hair, these kind of sacrificial knives, and are just tearing into Ayla as they can. Sentry had moved forward to Flame Lance the Giant, who is caught in a large sphere of orange and blue light created by Lucius, his luscious light. But he is currently being constricted by one of the Nagas, one of the serpentine women. Quill had his Beacon of Hope broken in concentration.
Immediately.
I rewatched the whole fight because I needed to know what happened, which is why I'm recapping it for myself as well.
Perfect.
And that's pretty much where we left things off. So, Ayla, you are at the very top of the round.
Ooh, hi.
You currently have two directly in front of you, and then one who had attacked a bunch of Dragonborn. But it looks like they're probably going to circle back and attack you.
Okay.
There are also civilians kind of scattered. It looks like they're probably going to start running for cover.
Okay. Can I hit the one that is going to attack the other people? I think I have advantage on these because they're attacking recklessly as well.
You do? You can, yeah, if you slide along, you will need to get up on top
or
of
I
like
can,
a merchant
I can just,
stand.
I can just hit the one in front of me.
You can just hit the one in front of
I'm
me.
I'm happy
to
with
you.
That.
Okay.
I'll hit them all. It's fine.
Yeah, you've got two in front of you, one of which is quite injured, but it looks like when you injured one, it just seemed to make her more aggressive every time you hit her.
26 to hit.
26 will definitely hit. You have advantage on all of these, don't
yep.
you?
Yep. So first one is 10 damage with the hammer plus dex save.
That is a failure on the dex save.
4 lightning damage.
Okay.
And the second attack is 22 to hit.
That will definitely hit.
And
so
is.
Afterwards I'll get you to tell me what this kind of looks like.
God, this is a nice t-shirt, isn't it?
9 damage with the hammer.
I don't have one.
9. Okay, so you swing into this, and you can see that this cultist woman, whoever she is, they are not paying any attention to their defense. They're leaving themselves wide open to strikes just so that they can get more advantage over you. They're just trying to get into a position where they can hit you and cut you as much as they can. And the fact that you seem so resistant to their blows is just making them more excited and more bloodthirsty. The fact that you're giving out all this punishment, but they're just reveling in it. The woman you're fighting definitely looks badly beaten up. She's got blood pouring from her mouth. One of her arms looks like it might be broken, but she's still clutching her dagger in it. And she looks in a very bad way. Would you like to do anything else? Move, or are you okay where you are? You
only
have the three of them almost surrounding you.
No, they're all in my... If I move, I'll get attacked.
Okay. You're going to stay where you are?
I'm going to stay... Unless I can skirt around and get in front of the Dragonborn.
I don't know. You can see them
out.
You might be able to. Remember, you don't provoke an opportunity attack until you move their threatened space, which is 5 foot around them. So I think you could shuffle along, but eventually you're going to get some attacks of opportunity.
No, I'll leave it there.
Just going to stay where you are. Okay. The giant... who you guys can't see. You just see this 20-foot sphere of light, and you can just hear that the giant creature is inside it. At the start of their turn, they have to do something. Do they take damage?
Turn.
I thought it was when they start their turn as well.
It's cold, I believe.
So they just take damage at the start of their
2D6.
Turn.
2d6. Cold, I believe.
Okay, sure. Roll it. Just borrow Kim's dice.
9.
9 points.
Nice.
And then it's 2d6 acid
if they end their turn. I will tell you now, the giant will not be ending its turn. But you guys don't know where it is.
Hey, what?
Oh. Okay.
But what does that look like? Did he just...
So the sphere, like this sphere, this 20-foot sphere kind of encapsulates the whole area. The sinkhole that he came out of, the sphere, because it's opaque, you can't see through it. It's just this kind of blinding ball of orange and blue. You don't know. He doesn't come out of it, but he doesn't end his turn in there. That's all I'm going to tell you. In fact, he'll go.
You're working out where he can go.
I know where he can go.
I heard you say
another sinkhole.
If he can go down.
Well, he is stood in a fucking hole.
He's doing a dig dug.
Oh.
Okay. Dug.
Yep.
Dig.
Iron Giant uses dig.
The three cultists will turn on Ayla. Can you move that one on the end, Kim, and just move it next to Ayla? She clambers up on top of the merchant stand.
Here?
Yeah, sure.
Right next to Ayla.
Yeah. And all three... Right, okay, this is going to take me a while, because there's three of them. They
roll
make
attack,
three attacks
right,
each,
right.
And they get advantage.
Fuck.
So, the first one is a 19 to hit.
Yep.
The second one is a 15 to hit.
Nope.
The third one is a 21 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the one who you've damaged the most and is currently extremely angry. Where's my other d4?
Tiny metal phones.
They do. They are dark elf miniatures, so that's not 100% what
they
are.
The way you position is looking directly at me, like this little butt.
Tiny butt.
So 8 points of slashing damage from
half
the first one,
four.
Half to 4, and then the next one you take another... That is another 7, so it goes to 3. That was 1. Okay. Next one.
Yeah, there's 3 of them.
Oh, this is gonna...
16 to hit.
Nope.
Oh, is Ayla actually...
16 to hit.
Nope.
23 to hit.
Yep.
This one doesn't seem as strong as the other one. That's only 5 points of damage, so half to 2.
Nah.
And then the third one is a 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, that's like a 9. 17, 22.
Yep.
Okay, so first attack, you're going to take another 6.
Half to 3.
And then the last one is a 7, half to 3. So they're just, whilst you're kind of shrugging their blows off, they've only got these kind of like, these little kind of curved blades, but it's like a death by a thousand cuts. They're just dancing around you. Stab, cut, slash. And you're, every time you turn to grab one, it feels like the next one just slices along your back or against your arms. Oh. You've got these dozens of ribbon, thin-like cuts all over your body as they dance around you.
Cuts.
Lucius.
So I'm currently...
You are restrained.
Can I try and break free then?
You can, yes. Absolutely you can. So that is A. Yeah, if you want to escape, like athletics or acrobatics.
Very well. Natural one.
So you're just held tight by this woman. She's coiled her body around you and just...
And she's... Am I able to do...
You can still cast spells. Yeah, you can still cast spells and stuff.
I'm going to cast Armor of Agathys at level 3 on myself.
Probably a very smart move.
I'm a pretty smart guy.
Yep.
Why is everyone
Your Dichromancy will go off as well. So at level 3, did you say?
Yes.
So what's that?
So that's 6.
6 points to the one who's grappling you.
Yeah.
6 points of cold damage. So you summon this frosty armor. What is it? Does Lucius have like a preferred look for his Armor of Agathys?
It's very elegant pauldrons.
Okay.
And that's about
just big
and maybe
pauldrons.
A tiny circlet.
Okay. It's like a little icy circlet and then big frosty pauldrons. So
it's been left in the freezer too long.
Okay. Nice.
Some icicles.
But you summon that on you and that gives you the temporary hit points. How many is it? 15?
15 at level
and then it deals 3. 15 damage as long as you have the temporary hit
points. It does 5 hit points damage.
No.
Oh, 15
yeah.
points until it runs out, yeah.
Yeah, so every time you get hit, as long as you have those temporary hit points.
Yes.
Okay, nice. You can't move, your speed is 0. Do you have any bonus actions? Cry?
No. He's strong today.
Good.
Okay.
He did that earlier. It's fine.
All right. Well, on her turn, on the glaive wielder's turn, she's kind of got you wrapped up. Last time she bit into your neck with this kind of like these poisoned fangs. This time she's just going to bring this large glaive and just start stabbing downwards because she kind of pushes herself away. She has advantage because you're restrained.
Goodie.
She will take damage.
She will take damage, but she doesn't really fully know that. So 18 to hit with the first attack. So let's do this sequentially. So you're going to take 1d10 plus damage.
The armor of Agathys.
No, the barrier shield.
I didn't know.
It was an 18 to hit. I think it's still going to probably hit him. You're going to take 8 points of damage, and then she takes 15.
Yep.
And then I think that she'll kind of like see some of the frost of the armor breaking off, and she will strike you again for a 21.
Yeah.
You're going to take 8 more points.
There goes the armor.
But she takes another 15 from
that's
that.
That's pretty good, though. Yeah. Very damage to her.
So I made the most.
So you can see that as she's stabbing, she's almost purposely, she's not really trying to injure you, she's breaking the armor, and as it breaks, the shards of the frost are impaling her body. And she does kind of like, but once she's kind of got you, she's like, no more ice to protect you, little mage.
Now I'm crying. If I can do that.
Sentry.
I'm going to move up on the glaive lady.
So you just turn around and like,
turn around
run up on the
one
behind you? Sure.
And I'm going to Divine Smite her.
Okay, before you make an attack roll... Oh, uh-huh. God, how do I unzoom on my Mac? I need you to make a Charisma saving throw, please.
Alrighty. 3 plus 8, 11.
11. So, she, as you're kind of, you, she hears you moving up behind her, and because she's kind of got Lucius wrapped in the snake-like legs, she twists her body and looks at you, and as her eyes meet yours, you feel this kind of pulse of magic, whatever, some sort of, like, mystification comes over you. You have to choose. You can either take 5 points of psychic damage, uh-huh. or you have to make your attack against another creature in range. If there isn't one, you must take the damage. So I think there's no other creatures in range for you to attack.
I'll take damage.
So you take 5 psychic damage, and then you just move up and make your attack as normal.
Alrighty, no problemo. What a bitch. Alrighty.
Dang.
So her reaction.
Petrify you.
Let's go.
It's They are related to the illusion.
Yeah, but they are not.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't hit. That's 9.
Nine will not hit. She actually blocks it with the glaive and kind of...
You've only made me stronger. That,
you get 2 attacks?
Oh, okay. Yes, you again. Ba-ba-da.
Extra attack.
That's an 11.
Nope. So you kind of swing the axe down. She parries it once, parries it a second time. Boom, boom, as it just blocks off.
We will deal with you soon, Guardian.
I need to do a concentration check, don't I?
You will, yes. 2 of them, in fact.
17.
That's
plus
fine. Yeah. The DC would be 10, because you only took
18.
Yeah, you're fine. Is Armor of Agatha's concentration? It's not, is it?
No, because when you take damage, it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah, you're right. Quill.
Okay, so they climbed out of the pit, didn't they?
The 2 Naga women did, yeah. All of them pretty much came out of these pits.
I just got Parks and Rec. I fell into the pit.
Fell in the pit.
Sorry.
I mean, enjoy these moments while you can, guys. That's all I'll say.
I'm making the most of it.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy this combat.
I'm going to go to the one that's coiled around.
Get in melee range, Quill, yeah.
Do I need to do any saves?
I'm trying to shit him up.
No, you don't. No, okay. She's used her reaction, so.
I want to do a shocking grasp on her.
Okay.
So, is that say make a melee spell attack? So, what does that mean? Does that matter?
So, if you go on your actions tab on D&D Beyond, it should have Shocking Grasp on there.
Okay, so it doesn't matter that I'm not making a melee attack. It's not.
You are making a melee attack. You're reaching out with like a claw. Like,
oh, no, but
your
I mean
wing.
In the same way as like Entangle thing works. I don't have to put it on a weapon and then.
No, no, no. You're just literally reaching out with your hand or your wing in this case and touching them.
Are they wearing any metal?
They are, in fact. She's wearing breastplate, so yes. So you have advantage.
Tiny metal.
Advantage, then.
Tiny metal.
They do have... No, the Naga women Naga's have, like, little breastplates. Yeah.
Gotta protect.
I've used my Daughters of Kain miniatures
very
well.
Tiny metal bra.
Oh, wow.
Don't judge me for my miniatures. I had to paint those little thong butts.
So even with advantage, 11.
Wow.
No, no, you kind of reach up, but she kind of slides her body out of the way.
Can you just not? We've established
this. I can't use that dice.
I'm taking it. Yeah. You're not allowed.
And then as a bonus action, I will healing word Lucius.
Yes, excellent use of cantrip and bonus action spell.
Healing.
Excellent. Level praise 2. Him so when he does
2d4.
Well.
like with children, like you have to praise them. Like you have to praise them when they do well.
8.
Positive reinforcement.
Thank you.
Every little helps. You will learn one day.
Are you done?
Let's find a way to get her off you. Yeah.
Okay. The Archer Naga will.
Oh, there's another one.
Slide over.
Oh, I was hiding behind Lucius and. Well, coiled.
It's almost
one.
Like they can move.
Damn it.
She will kind of slither her way over and then aim on Quill again and fire 2 longbow shots. Actually, she's going to target Lucius because she has advantage against him with 1, and then we'll see who she targets.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Changeable.
Let's have some fun.
Lucius, does a 13 hit
you? No.
No, okay, so even with the advantage, you kind of get pulled away at the last second as part of the grapple. So she's going to shoot at Lucius again.
That's the first time that's not happened.
What? Yeah. You got hit.
16?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll hit.
You're going to take only 4 points of damage, but can you make a constitution saving throw, please?
Yes.
Does Lucius get a bonus on that? Are we technically, like, with my aura?
If he is within range, you tell me.
I think he should be in range because he's in her square.
Yeah. So you get plus two bonus.
18 then.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah, you kind of shrug off whatever kind of liquid was coated on these arrows. You manage to shrug off the poison's effects.
Excellent.
Okay, and then Nova. So Nova.
Yo. I'm here.
You were on your way to meet the team at the designated district. When you see this fighting erupt around the city, you will need to try and navigate a city that you've never been to before in order to try and reach them as quickly as possible. How you do this is really down to you. So you tell me, how is Nova, what kind of skills or what is Nova going to do to try and navigate the city quickly?
So the first thing I was thinking about doing was, are they within a 5-mile radius?
5-mile, yes, yeah. I think that sounds reasonable.
And I was going to use my messenger rings.
Okay.
And be like, guys, I'm guessing you're at the center of whatever's happening here. Where are you?
I'm by.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can describe, but
the ship.
I think that the rest of the crew don't really know the city that well either. But yeah, you guys, you can let them know, and they can help. They can tell you where they are, for sure.
And then, what's around me? Is anything happening around me?
You are in, I think you would be in, let me pull up my little map here.
Do I see?
You would have left the airship on the outskirts of the North Commune. So you are in a very, it looks older than some of the other districts, and it looks to be primarily Dragonborn residences. You can see the big main Vivex battleship, and you can see that is being assaulted by a lot of giants.
I just had a thought. Can I see Lucius's luscious light?
No, you're going to be too far away. And also the houses, kind of the buildings and streets would block that kind of sight.
Can I cast Levitate on myself and go up scramble as high as I can?
Sure, I'd say, okay, so if you do that, so you cast Levitate on yourself, you levitate yourself up, I think, like 20 feet, which is going to be enough to see over the roofs of most buildings. Give me a perception check. With advantage, because you have the height from the Levitate spell.
16.
Yeah, so with that, you can begin to coordinate, and you can see, like, a tiny glimmer of, like, orange and blue light coming from a city street. You can see the occasional crackle of lightning, probably from, like, Ayla's aura and things like that, and you can identify that that's going to be your thing. You can start plotting a point, but the buildings are very close together here. It's all kind of randomly built. There's no structure to the city streets. So when you get down on the ground and begin making your way
through... With Levitate, I could stay on the
rooftops. You can't move horizontally with Levitate. Levitate
can
is just up and down.
Can I not use the rooftops to, like, scramble and jump across the rooftops like Assassin's Creed?
You can definitely go over the rooftops, for sure. So in that case, on your next turn, you're going to be making probably athletics checks with advantage. Because Levitate is just up and down. You're still going to need to have some sort of momentum to put you across the spaces.
Yeah, okay. I probably can't cast Thunderstep right now, can I?
No, because you cast Levitate.
Yeah.
So, but you can do that on your next thing.
Yeah.
Try and speed up how quickly you can get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Okay, so I've spotted them.
Yeah, if you want to use spells, you don't have to use skills. If you're going to say, like, I'm going to Thunderstep to get there as quickly as possible, that's fine. You're using resources. I'll still let you do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, Ayla, we go back to you up at the top.
Oh, hi. I'm going to hit the one that I've already been hitting first with advantage because she is
reckless.
Oh, damn it. I rolled really trash. 12.
Oh, they're AC. I will tell you, their AC is 13. So you just
that
missed.
Was with advantage as well. So the next one I'll hit, that's a 16 plus 8.
Yeah, that will definitely hit.
So
I'll make the saving throw. Saving throw is like a 22.
So 10 damage with the hammer and 3 halved to 1.
1. Yeah, so you smack her in the chest again, a kind of like resounding blow. You probably hear ribs crack, and the kind of like blast of lightning. She's on her feet, but just barely. She's kind of standing with the last strength that she has.
Could do with a little bit of help, guys, if any of you are available right now.
On it.
Three of them.
Do you say that over the messenger ring?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is
because we would have heard Nova, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We would have heard that.
Kind of like, you know, at the end of, like, Endgame, and it's like,
on your left,
on your left.
Except I'm useless. I don't have an army.
Just I got nothing.
Oh, here
emerging
he is.
From another hole. Probably
another
about.
Hole. Is he burrowed up another hole then?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dig-dug.
Dig-dug.
He digs and he dug.
Knocking a tiefling woman to the ground as he emerges from it. You see this giant stone giant. You just watch the earth above it just kind of crumple inwards and turn to sand. And then this giant gray skin form emerges, a large staff made of stone. He picks up a loose piece of rubble, looks at Sentry.
Oh no.
Woom! And throws it.
Back. So, how much power is a woom?
This is a yeet.
Okay, this is yeet power.
This is yeet power.
How far did we yeet the squirrel?
Do you know what?
400 feet.
400 feet.
20.
No.
Do you still have Helios? Because we removed the Helios blessing. What's your AC?
21.
Is that with Helios?
Oh wait, with Helios.
No way, you had 23.
Because I was going to say it's 20.
Exactly 20.
Because that's the thing is I remember like you were 21 with Helios, and I rolled that, and I was like. Oh, I think this is going to hit.
So it hits. It's a yeet and a Kobe.
It's a yeet and a Kobe.
Right, okay.
I hate
Let me just roll all these dice.
I hate myself.
Dunk. Got him. Basketball.
Slam dunk.
I'm just death by a thousand cuts over here.
Yeah. It's like in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Nine-Nine when Terry's like, y'all gonna have to watch some basketball if you're gonna start using these terms.
22 bludgeoning damage to Sentry. And can you make a strength saving throw, please?
So much.
That's not one.
You are not prone. Seven. You're just not prone. So Sentry is not prone as this giant rock just in the back sends you sprawling to the ground.
Right. You are now a plate.
As you are slammed down.
I am the plate. Does she make any distance in that, or does she just flatten?
She's flat.
No, she's just knocked her prone. Okay. Doesn't send a flying.
Doesn't launch.
The cultists.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Ayla, they're coming for you.
Thank you for that.
It's spooky.
Right.
What?
I've got a lot more attacks to be making. Yeah. That is a 23 on the first one.
Yep.
That is a 24 on the second one. That is a 23 on the third one. Advantage.
So I'm gonna get like 9 attacks on me right now.
Well, yeah, you are. Yeah. So that's 5. Oh my god. 6 points of slashing damage from the first one.
I guess down to 3.
Eight from the second one.
Four. So 7 so far.
11 from the last one, so 5. Stab, 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 stab.
Paper cut.
12 damage total from, what was that, all
three
of them?
3 hits.
How injured are you looking?
About half.
Okay, in that case they're going to continue wailing on you. Next one is 15.
Nope.
That one misses. Next one is a 22.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a 14.
Nope.
So just one of these ones. These ones, that first one that you keep
hitting.
She's
the one that's
every time you hit her, every time she seems to, like, stay injured, she just gets stronger and stronger and is just pummeling you with these blows. That's only going to be 4 points of damage, so half to 2. And then the third one will attack you again. That is a 23 to hit with their first attack. That is a natural 20 on the second one, so 25. And then a 20 on the last one. All right, so I'll do, so it's 4 plus 7.
So I just took 7 hits.
10 points of damage from the crit, so half to 5. And then 7 from the next attack, so half
so
to
8. Altogether?
Yep. And then 4, so another 2. Ten. That's already halved.
Yep. Do with
you're just
some
being
loving.
Swarmed as they're just like Please. Cutting you to pieces.
You don't have any potions.
Yeah, but you're not Quill's little lovey boy.
I know. Heal you. I get shit all.
I thought you had some potions.
That's my boy Lucius.
That's my boy.
Speaking of your boy, it's Lucius's turn.
I'm going to try and get out of this.
Acrobatics or athletics? More that I
just hey, boy, no, don't roll. Don't count that. It's you got portent, so 14 plus whatever.
I will let it happen, but just let Tom have a chance. If just say, like, I'm going to roll this so he has a chance to say, portent.
I mean, it was
It's
quick.
Fine, yeah.
But yeah, so portent, you roll
you roll
14.
A 14. So what's your total?
That would be a...
Athletics or acrobatics?
16.
16, that's enough. So you basically wiggle your arms free, and Quill is calling out to you, like, now! And then as you wait, she kind of reflexes her muscles to kind of strike, and that's when you just slip yourself free and throw yourself to the side. So you are now no longer restrained and grappled. You are still next to her, however.
Yeah, that's the downside, right?
Yep. You can disengage, but that's your action. Or...
Yeah... Difficult decisions to make.
Yes. It is a game of decisions.
And consequences.
What was that, your action to break out of that?
No, I don't think
that was your movement.
Movement.
Oh, okay.
I think. Hang on.
It would
what,
be.
Restrained?
It just says escape DC. I'll say it's movement. Maybe that's wrong, but I'll say it's movement.
Thank you.
So.
In which case...
It would make more sense for it to be an action, don't they?
What I'm going to do
yes.
is cast a...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do it. Melf's acid arrow at her, but then twin it to hit one of these down here.
Sure. Yeah, go for it. So you're spending the sorcery points to twin it?
Yeah, I'm doing it
normal level?
Second level.
Second level, so normal level.
Yeah.
Okay, so first roll to hit the Naga.
At disadvantage, right?
You are next to us, so it is disadvantage, sadly.
So that's 9 plus 5, 14.
That's just not enough. Her breastplate just absorbs most of the acid and it splashes over. So she'll still take 2d4, I think, or half the 2d4.
That's a 2.
Against, oh, on the other one, yeah. The other one, that's going to miss her. So half damage to both.
So 2d4.
Do you want to go for the one that was already injured by Ayla, of the three ladies?
Are you allowing that?
Yeah.
Benevolent DM. 6.
6 points to both.
Pretty good. What was that on both of them?
Just the one.
Oh.
No, that's the both. Both. Yeah, you did half damage to both.
Oh yeah,
you
course,
just
yeah.
change the target, so you add an extra target to it. Yeah, so you kind of, whilst it doesn't hit them directly, the acid is enough, it kind of splashes over that they kind of wince and hiss as the acid hits them. The one you're fighting, like, she looks like she's about ready to fall over with that acid now kind of like, very, very close to injury. After, is that your full turn, Lucius?
That is my full turn. I'm going to bonus action now. Can a twin spell... Is a feat like that a bonus
No, action? It's you can just do it as part of casting the spell, so you still have your bonus action.
Bonus action, shield, barrier ring.
Plus 2 AC.
Plus 2 AC.
There it is. There it is.
It's
fine. They're actually, the glaive lady is after you. She's going to ignore you because she currently has advantage to hit Sentry, who's on the ground.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So she just strikes down twice onto... Fonta Sentry. No, in fact, she's going to try and constrict you. She's going to try and wrap you up in her body first.
Okay.
With advantage. 18 to hit. Nope. I don't believe it. She kind of rolls to the side as she tries to, like... And then she's just going to strike down with her glaive.
Cool. Bye.
For a... Only a 17.
No.
That high AC. Patang! The shield gets raised as the glaive bounces off.
This idea that Sentry's just rolling around on the floor.
Just sausage
like
rolling. Shield.
No, no, no. No.
Walking in circles. Yeah.
Sentry, you'll go.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm gonna get up.
Sure. So you stand up, half movement.
Yep, and then I'm gonna move over
stand
to
Sentry up for me, cool.
I'm gonna move up, help Ayla out.
Okay, so they will get an attack opportunity against
That's
you.
That's fine.
She no longer has advantage on you. That, however, is of course she hits on the one she doesn't have advantage. 23 to hit.
Yep.
So she just hits you with the glaive once for 6 points of slashing damage.
Okie dokie.
As you're running past. But yeah, you move over to the other two and you've got cool. your two attacks.
Nice, let's do that. Let's attack them twice. But I'll just roll both dice at the same time.
No, roll them independently because okay. you might kill one and you can put the other one on like a...
Nat 20 on one. Oh!
Like, yeah.
And 19 on the second one.
The 19 will hit the second one. The first one that you've been fighting this whole time, Sentry runs up behind her. You don't really see, you just see a flash of steel. You see a flash of movement, and then this cultist woman just goes... And then the back of her head slides off of an axe.
Oh!
Sentry is just... Oh! So,
yeah. Just like,
actually, no, leave, yes! leave it on the floor.
Brutality.
And then you strike the second one next to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba, so D8 plus 4.
So it turns out Sentry saying, on your left.
That's yeah. 5 damage yeah, on the first one.
Yeah, tiny.
And I'm going to Divine Smite, so okay. I add another 2d8 to that one.
Yeah. So you just first level Divine Smite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. That's another 9. That's so
another
that's...
Another 9.
Yeah.
So it's 14 in total.
14 damage.
So yeah, you kind of run up, you cleave the one that's been fighting Ayla in the back of the head, pull the axe free, and then you swipe to the side and you catch one of these women on the thing. When you attack these guys for the future... You have advantage because they're
nice.
Attacking recklessly.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Awesome. Remember that for next time.
Cool.
I just remembered it as you finished all of your attacks.
Cool. No worries.
Quill.
Could I gust this one right in front of me?
Sure. What do I have
That's
to do?
A good
into
the pit.
Into the pit.
In the pit.
Searing Spring.
Yeah. Yep. It is a magic spell, and you can see that trying to conjure magic against her, there is some innate resistance.
Oh.
Of course there is.
She has magic resistance. That is a total of strength saving throw, 15.
Yeah.
Is that okay. just what I
it's
needed?
Exactly what she needed.
Damn it.
Because if I hadn't got the advantage, I would have got 14.
And
so you kind of try and summon this gust of wind to blow her back, and you imagine that without any legs to like give her grip on the ground, this would be quite easy, but she plants the glaive in the ground and just grits.
So core strength.
Yeah. He's core strength, very strong. Yeah. Very strong.
Because there's no plate armor.
Snake.
Yeah.
Protecting.
And
yeah. It's just steel scaled abs. Yeah.
How about Lucius looking?
Not too bad.
Okay, in that case, I will do a healing word on Ayla.
What is this?
I'm on your way.
This is a second healing spell. Is Ayla within range?
Ayla, it's my healing word, yeah, 60 feet.
Okay.
At level 4.
Whoa!
4d4.
This is the first time you've healed me.
Mm. It's the first time you've needed it. Mm. 3, 5, 6, 10, plus 4,
14. Nice, thanks.
He hates it.
For a 4
healing word is pretty weak. It's pretty weak.
No, I know it is. I know it is. Range. Compared to that, but I can't really get to her without...
No.
Actually...
Sentry's looking great.
Sentry.
Is she? Oh, shit.
She just got hit by a rock.
I'm all like Dennis. Like, like an origami.
I'm fine.
Big old dent. Yeah, her whole face plate no, just smiting.
This is fine.
Yeah, I'll risk a movement. And
Oh, risky boy.
Oh,
he is a risky boy, but that's pretty lucky because that's only a 9 to hit.
Ooh.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah, and I back up and just...
I think that's the only time an opportunity attack has missed Quill.
Yeah. This is a battle of firsts.
It's okay because this snake lady is going to...
Stop moving!
She likes you.
She just keeps following me.
Well, she's kind of keeping a distance to pick different targets. So Sentry's pretty injured, but Sentry is very defensible. Lucius is quite injured. Quill is not injured. Ayla is also quite injured.
I'm
looking better now,
but not much.
Looking better. Great. She's gonna fire at Lucius with her first attack, which is only a 9 to hit. So she'll shoot Lucius again. Not very good. 11 to hit.
Nice.
I'm gonna roll really badly there. So the two arrows just go flying past.
Nice. Jeez, the moment I heal people, everyone starts getting inspired.
Nova. So you are currently levitating. You have to use the environment around you to give you any forward movement.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this look like? How is Nova accomplishing this? You can hover 20 feet in the air, or you can go to the rooftops, but how do you, go that way?
Can I sort of be jumping over the rooftop? But would it give me advantage to have
the levitating? Yeah, absolutely. So it'd give you advantage on athletics. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
still
going
to be athletics because you're jumping.
So I'm probably just going to be like, okay, come on, Nova. You can do this. Never jumped in your life, but we can do this. Come on. And jump across.
Close your eyes and jump as best you can.
-2 on athletics.
Yeah.
Yikes.
9.
Okay, so it's not that you fall and hurt yourself, because you can't, you're levitating. The difficulty is it's not as effective as you were hoping to be, and a lot of the times you end up about halfway between buildings, like, no way, and so you're
swimming.
You kind of have to, lower yourself
paddle
to the ground, move up to the building, levitate back up, pull yourself free, and it just becomes this, it slows you down.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to reach there this turn. We're going to see how you do next turn.
Damn it!
This is splitting the party.
Yeah.
We jump up to Ayla. All of the townsfolk, by the way, at this point, she's down. These guys all just start running, and they start, crowding into buildings. This merchant guy shits his pants.
Can I send a message to everyone? Just I'm coming, guys! I'm coming! It's not going very well! do you need anything? Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Ayla.
We're going to train when you're back from this. We're going to train. You're going to work out, okay? I will attack one of the...
You have advantage.
Yes. That's a nat 20.
There
it is!
Finally.
So, max damage on the dice you normally roll. So what, d10?
D10.
So 10.
So 10.
Plus d10 again. So roll a d10.
Where's my d10? Ooh, 9.
Plus your normal modifier. So 19 plus normal modifier.
So 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. 26 damage on the hammer.
Oh my
damn.
God.
Nice.
So you just, you hit her. She's still alive, but you probably nearly shatter her arm bones. One arm just kind of goes limp at her side.
I rolled a 6 on my lightning damage. Can you make a save?
I will make a saving throw. That was a natural 1, so that's 6 more points.
Woo!
She's blasted by lightning and the first of 2 hammer blows. Second attack?
17 plus 8.
That will hit.
10 damage with the hammer.
Oh my god.
Is she just not dead?
You nearly kill her in one round. In 6 seconds, these 2 heavy blows, your arms just covered and bloody from these tiny ribbon-like cuts. You slam the hammer down on her again and again, and you just hear this kind of groat, yes. yes! And she just, like, her eyes go wide, they're bloodshot, blood is pouring from her ears, from her nose. She's like absolutely crazy.
These are Sakura's agents, right?
They are.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yes, they are.
I'd understand it more if it was Hadar, but... Because they fucking love dying.
Right.
Has that Mini got a wheel in his arm?
What, the giant?
Yeah.
A wheel?
15. He's got a ship's like wheel in his arm.
When are you seeing that?
Oh,
well, there's a bracelet.
Put that behind.
Oh, that's cool.
Next behind Sentry and Nova, please. Put the giant.
Oh, yeah, the giant's not.
Like, no, bring it a bit more this way. So move the dead lady out of the way. He just steps on her.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's rude.
And he positions himself looming behind Ayla and Sentry.
Clearly the strongest of the dream. Now you die.
He brings his giant club up, one to Sentry, potentially one to Ayla, we'll see.
Protection on Lord.
Ayla. Okay, coming. Well, I'll see. He might change his mind if he hits you, and then he might hit you again. So,
but
if,
yeah, much he likes
it. Attacks it. So 21 to hit you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, no, actually, no, you're 20 now.
I'm 20 now.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to roll this again. Ooh.
Oh, that was really bad.
28 points of bludgeoning damage as this giant stone quarterstaff.
That's whoosh, me down.
You unconscious?
You're down.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to hit Ayla with the second one. 20 to hit Ayla.
Yep.
This was the big threat.
Big threat, big boy.
Point literally.
That's only 16 points of bludgeoning to you, so half to 8.
Oh.
Raging.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not magical. It's just bludgeoning.
Injury check.
Yeah, can you make a constitution saving throw for me, please?
Can
DC
do.
Would be, what was it?
Do you want me to smoosh a cupcake in his face?
2.
Oh, so you failed DC.
It's
a dex, yeah, the 4 total.
No, con save.
6 total, yeah.
That's a failure.
So now another roll. Maybe use a different dice.
I got nat 20 on these earlier.
Yep, so d20 roll, please.
Okie dokie. That's 11.
11. Okay. So as he slams down, it's actually less of a slam down, and he side swipes you.
Oh,
and
sweet.
The thing hits you in the side, and your kind of chest cavity, effectively it will be the ribs on a human. You don't think it breaks, but it heavily bruises.
Yeah.
You go flying to the side. On your turns, you can take an action or a bonus action, but not both, and your speed is reduced by 10 feet. This lasts until you take a short rest.
It's
not too bad.
Better version.
But it's for the rest of this combat, you can take an action or a bonus action and your speed's reduced.
Speed is reduced.
And you're currently unconscious, which is probably the more pressing matter.
Yeah.
A bit.
That is the giant's go.
Golf swing.
The remaining cultists. The one who's desperately clinging onto her life will try and do as much damage as she can. And she's just calling out. She's just like, my queen, take me into your arms! And just start stabbing.
Crikey.
She's going to attack recklessly still. Right, here we go. 22. First one.
Should I just
23.
Say if you... My AC is 17.
I'm just saying it for the podcast listeners and for those who like tracking stats.
Yeah.
Right, the first two hit, the last one misses. You're going to take 6. 9, so half to 4 from the first one.
It's not
funny, 8, 4 more, that's already halved. So 8, half to 4 on the second one. So 8 points in total.
My legs are cold.
Okay.
As they stab down into you. And then the remaining one. No, you're still alive. We'll also attack Ayla. That's a 1 and a 7, that's a miss.
Hungry for blood.
24, that's going to hit. And then a 23 is going to hit you on that one, but she is not injured, so she only does a small amount of damage. 7, half to 3. 5, half to 2. 5 more points.
Oh God, they're just slowly taken away.
Yeah?
I'm on this.
Yep. This is where, like, it's one of those things where, like, you imagine that because of the way they attack, like, catching these guys in, like, an AoE would be really good, trying to burst them all down together. Having them go against a single fighter is exactly what they're very specialised at doing.
Yeah.
So, that was their go. Lucius.
Shit. So...
It's all right. Nova might turn up soon.
Could really do with that.
Yeah.
And I'll just take everyone down.
I've still got this.
Yes?
I probably shouldn't have at this point.
Oh, the luscious light.
Actually, no, I didn't take any more hits.
No, you haven't.
No, they missed.
Okay, so I'm going to dismiss that.
Okay.
So that I can cast Hypnotic Pattern, which is a 30-foot cube.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to try and catch this person and this person.
So the giant and the naga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of 14.
I will do it on the naga, who is resistant to magic and so has advantage. Wisdom, you said, yes?
Yeah.
That is a 16 is my highest. Yeah. And then the giant doesn't have advantage. That is a 16 on the giant.
Well.
So you conjure this pattern. Does it remain in place or is it like a one-time thing?
It's a concentration.
Okay, so you can repeat.
It appears for a moment and vanishes.
Oh, okay, so if it had taken effect, then it would become a concentration. But yeah, you summon this hypnotic pattern and it just... You see the giant is just like a dream within a dream and just bats it away from his hands with his big remaining palm. The naga is just like, your petty illusions mean nothing, mage.
That's a shame. I can't anything do anything else.
You
that's
can
my
move,
action.
Bonus.
I'm in attack of opportunity range from her, so...
Nope. Okay. Her turn. She's going to try and grab you up in her little lithe body.
Ew.
She's going to try and...
I was going to messenger ring.
You can messenger ring, like, you guys can talk amongst each other freely.
We're in the market, and we're very much under attack, Nova.
22 to hit you, Lucius.
Yeah.
You're going to take 9, 12 bludgeoning damage. And you are grappled again. And she...
Oh!
If we could, like, not risk TPK every week, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah, that makes it exciting. And then she's going to try and bite you, but this time only getting a 13 to hit.
No.
So with the barrier ring, you manage to, like... As she kind of...
Not again!
Her teeth down.
Fast wolves, now snakes.
You need some, like, grease. Just, like, grease up Lucius. So you can, like,
I just really lube up.
Bring you around. I mean, yeah, if you had, like, oil or grease on you, I'd definitely give you advantage on escaping.
Sentry.
Why don't you keep that box?
Sentry, can you make a death save for me, please?
Will do. That's a nat one.
Oh, that's two failures. Oh.
Are you serious?
Like, giggling laugh. That is two failures, I'm afraid.
Holy shit.
Well, after Sentry is Quill.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a healing word.
See, healing's not so bad now.
Yeah, so...
I mean, do you have the movement to get close to
it's
her? 60 or?
Feet. It's 60 feet, so okay. I've got the range on it.
I just meant for more, if you wanted to heal a morph with Cure Wounds or something. But I suppose this is a bonus action as well.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, could I also... I'll say...
Stop using that dice.
Cantrip.
I got a nat 20.
I don't care.
I'm 19. You've gotten two ones on it so far. Yeah. Put it away.
Put all those other nice dice.
That's true.
The
dare I use
feeble,
them?
Weak little one that Ayla almost smashed to pieces. I'll kill steal that with a sacred flame.
Sure.
It's a deck save.
Deck save.
I'm yeah. stealing my kills.
They
I'm
are pretty
just,
dexterous.
I'm like, dying
I
here.
I figured they were, but it's a cantrip, so...
D12. That's a natural one, so yeah.
Nice.
Damn, 2d8
the
damage.
The curse spreads.
Yeah.
You have just enough to make sure that whatever you roll, you would kill her. She had 2 hit points left.
Oh, good. I rolled a 4.
So
I'm taking that. That counts as mine.
That's mine. I still want it counts as what? So yeah, you watch as Quill, what, the feathers, the kind of like light feathers from your arm,
yeah.
thud into her back and she collapsed to the ground.
And then I will
healing word.
Bonus action healing word sentry for 3d4.
So third level.
Thank you, Sean.
I know, you spent a lot of time on that.
It's like shading and everything.
10.
It's just, I'm a really good painter, guys. That's all it is. I know, I've seen it.
I want to see this.
Well, the mini with the...
So how much
that
HP?
That is very detailed.
10 HP healing.
10 HP to sentry.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
Oh, God.
That's
you
just
got
a wash.
Lay on hands.
Come on.
I do have lay on hands.
Anybody could do that.
Are you up now?
She's well, she's not standing up. She's awake,
she's
though.
Awake.
She is risen. I rise.
Oh, boy.
You keep healing people.
I know.
The archer lady doesn't like that.
Yeah, but I've
you
again
slide
moved.
Around the other side of the pit.
Oh.
Slide her around.
Keep going.
Slide to the pit.
Keep going. One more. That's
slide
it.
To the bird.
She slides around the pit.
Two shots at Quill.
Stop it.
God damn it. This archer cannot hit fuck all. 11.
No.
16.
Just.
Oh, yeah.
Can you make a con save, please?
Yes.
You're also going to take 8 points of piercing damage.
Yeah, 4 with that con save.
No, you take 8, and then the con save if you fail.
No, he failed it.
He
got a 4.
So you take 8 points slashing damage, piercing damage, and then you regain only half healing until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
So it's only affecting you at the moment.
If anyone decides to.
I think that was affecting me.
Yes, it
before
was.
Anyway.
It was.
I've got that poison. I'm immune to it.
How far am I in terms of feet?
I mean, like, Thunderstep won't get you there, but I will say that if you use your Thunderstep, you will gain enough momentum that you will reach there in time.
You'll also probably reach, like, Gusthaven. I feel like Thunderstep's a lot of momentum for a levitate as well.
Yeah, could I...
Well, almost, I imagine it almost like you kind of move.
Can I twin it so I run, jump as far as I can with a levitate, and as the arc, I thunderstep?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking you're doing. Yeah. You're currently maintaining concentration on the levitate.
Yeah.
You run, you jump, you use thunderstep to basically add, like, portal physics, right? You add the momentum, and then with the levitate, you're just like a little rocket kind of flying across the thing. Yeah, it's not the way that the spell works.
Can I rock it into someone?
I will tell you what. Make a roll arcana for me, and this is going to determine where you turn up.
Okay.
Oh, no.
If you end up, like, down here, it's obviously...
Okay. A little cannonball. Look at it go.
19 plus 7 is 26.
Where would you like to arrive?
Can I arrive on someone?
Sure.
Can I, like, smash into...
Remember, it does damage. To whoever's around.
And probably
you. Oh, wait, so you want to... So,
the thunderstep does the source,
yes. So it
won't... That's what is propelling you forward.
Yeah.
This would simply be... Bloody if you want to try and, like, smack into somebody, you'll make... I'll basically just have you deal unarmed strike damage to something. And potentially... What it would be is it would be the damage you would take if you were falling from 60 feet.
Okay.
So, like, 66 damage... You'll take some of it as well. Because you're literally flying into somebody at a high speed.
Oh, I love this. Okay, there's 4. So 1, 2,
please
3,
hit
4.
Yes.
2 is giant. 2 is giant.
2!
Yeah! Right, roll 66 for me.
I'm going to
make a saving throw. Fails a saving throw.
3.
And then I'm going to have you make a dex saving throw after this.
4.
I just know the better you roll, though, you're going to take some of this.
6.
23.
23 total?
Nice.
Okay, so you watch as this blue little ball comes flying, smacks into the chest of the giant, which does stagger him. Like, the giant staggers back for a moment. Nova, make a dex save for me. How much was it? 23.
Nova shaped hole in that giant.
9.
9. How much damage do I want you to take? In theory, you'd take the same amount.
Okay.
In theory. And you would save for half, same as him. So yeah, you take 23 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As you come, wham, slamming into this thing at a high speed velocity as a weird combination of magic. You're not sure if this tactic will work again. Maybe it will. No, it might do.
I'm not doing it again.
23 points of bludgeoning damage, maybe not. But you kind of slam in and you arrive.
I'm here.
You are here. And we go to Ayla at the top.
Oh my god.
That was amazing.
That was a hell of an entrance.
Okay.
Ayla, you have one more cultist in front of you.
On your left!
on your chest.
So, Sentry's awake though.
You can see Sentry's eyes kind of like flicker and flutter.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good opportunity. Roll some percentile dice. Roll D100 for me.
Oh, nice. Son of a gun.
No.
Oh, it's a great opportunity though for like some potential.
We're being so fucked right now.
60.
Okay, 60. Ayla, what are you doing?
Attacking the cultist again.
I want to write a little note for...
I mean, it makes sense.
She took a pretty hard knock. Yeah. Like, that would fuck something up.
22 to hit.
Cultist.
Yep. And... 26 to hit. So both hit.
Perfect. Perfect!
I rolled well, so hang on.
Hello.
Don't look at it.
Notes are being handed around. Secret notes.
17 on the hammer on the first one.
Fuck, okay.
16 on the hammer on the second one.
Oh my god.
And then
dex.
Dex saving throw. Oh, that's a 21.
Ah, damn it. So 1.
Still, she goes from being completely uninjured to you smack her in the chest, and she's dodging and like she's kind of weaving to the side, but she's expending great amounts of energy. You clip her on the side, you probably kind of like bruise her body and her ribs. Her arm kind of goes numb as she kind of half parries a strike, but the force of it kind of sends her through. You kind of, she skids along the kind of arid stone and just kind of drops her hands low, eager to fight.
Yeah, this next round's probably going to take me out.
Well, this is the point where I think at this point, the giant kind of stuns. It's like,
a flying a child of the air. Ah.
Yeah.
That is a 17.
Oh, exactly.
17 with his great club. 3d8.
3d8?
Yes. Where's my other D8?
16.
Where's my D8 gone? All right. I rolled pretty bad. Not like I did when I hit Sentry. 16 points of bludgeoning.
That's good.
And then the second one is going to go for Ayla.
Great. This is fine.
That is another 17.
That hits. See ya.
11. 17 halved is 8. You still standing?
Yep.
Just about.
You're fine. We've been up and down all campaign, yeah. And we're still here.
Barely. You also take half damage for like all of these hits.
Right.
It's a crumpled mess.
The last remaining cultist.
Yeah, but this is it.
This is the thing. Is now it's
this
the cultist
is
who is there.
He's
going to
hit me three times recklessly.
Hit you three
I mean,
times.
If there was a person to have in the middle of the cultists,
it was
it's
you.
The person taking half.
Anybody else? This is the thing. Is anybody else like, unless you kind of crowd controlled them with like hypnotic pattern? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
that works so well.
21 is going to hit that first one. That's a natural 20 on the second.
Oh, there it is.
See
this
ya.
Is the point of reckless. 16 though.
Nope.
That's not going to be a hit. So we have one crit, and also she isn't. Oh, this is at the start of her turn, so it does go. So 8 plus 15, 18 halved is 9 from the crit.
Okay.
And then 6, 9 halved is 4.
She's up 2.
So you watch as this woman kind of like weaves out. You kind of take a blow from the giant and she steps in, taking the opportunity.
Please help me.
One stabs in like the upper part of your chest and the second one comes in
really
your
boy,
gut.
You got some healing to do.
But you just kind of grin and grit your teeth as she like looks at you. And there is, for the first time since this fight with her two sisters dead, there is this kind of battle lust, but you see that fear kind of catch her eyes as she,
I'll just
you are
smile
still
at her.
Standing.
I'll just smile
like,
at her.
There's blood coming through your teeth and like, because you've taken so many internal injuries.
I'll smile because I know I'm going to take her down.
Yeah.
Lucius.
I'm going to cast Armor of Agathys on myself.
Good shout.
You get Dichromancy when you cast it.
Yeah, so that's second level, so it's 5 points.
Well, who would you like to do it?
Ice on the one that's grappling me.
Yep.
Can I also try and break free of that?
Yes, you can, absolutely.
Cheers then.
Cheers then.
Cheers then.
Natural 20.
Oh, whoa!
You just, and it's almost as you summon the ice, you kind of have it form little spikes, and she's like, ah, and she has to let go of you as you kind of drop yourself free.
So that's that.
Okay.
A rare Lucius.
And that's
20.
That.
That's really cool.
All right. Okay.
Nice. Love that.
After Lucius, it is the Naga with the glaives go. She's actually seeing you conjure this second spell. She's just like, I'm not going to bother with you now. And she is going to slide around you. Oh, Lucius, you will get an attack of opportunity.
Lord.
Do you have a weapon equipped?
I've got my gauntlet. Can I just punch?
Just punch? Yeah, it's an unarmed strike then.
Punch!
11 plus 4 is 15.
It's just not enough. You do hit her, but her hardened scales
come back
as hard as you can, and it just deflects off of her scales.
Well,
she's going to slide.
Arm shakes.
She goes for Quill.
Oh!
You're healing too many people. She doesn't like it.
That's why I don't heal!
That's a fucking 2 to try and constrict you. So she will try and hit you with a glaive for a 12.
No!
Woo.
Little bird dodges to the side
Quill's
as the glaive comes slamming
little
down.
Little dexterous boy today.
Little dexterous.
It was some promise of cake.
He did his stretches this morning. He's like, I'm ready to go. All right.
There is a huge giant looming over you.
Mm-hmm.
Nova is also now here looking quite injured.
Ayla
is on a...
Last legs.
I think to everybody else, you see Ayla like swaying and like... lazily kind of picking up the hammer, but in Ayla's mind, it's like, ah!
I think we're all pretty. I'm going to use Lay on Hands on Ayla, so I'm going
to
move
up. Do you, like, stand up and move
like
over to
Ayla? Crawling, like...
She was running through Ayla anyway.
And just Lay on Hands. I'll give her 15.
15 hit points. Thanks, back to Ayla.
Pretty juicy.
And that's your action?
Yeah, I can only do one action at a time.
Yep, okay. Any bonus actions?
Can't do them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the ribs.
Oh, that's right. You've got your bruised ribs. So you are literally crawling over, because you're half speed as well. So you literally have enough to, like, crawl over, stand up, and just...
Yeah.
And you feel the matrix energy swell through you into Ayla as you do so. Quill.
And that's all she wrote, fam?
That is all she wrote, fam.
That is indeed.
Yes.
Sentry's still looking pretty terrible.
I'm like an origami guardian right now. It's just like weird angles.
Yeah, Sentry just like...
that's your job. You guys are the frontline fighters.
I know, but usually... This doesn't happen. Usually, we are the front line going, hit me,
yeah,
and
honestly,
it gets the other guys.
Usually what happens is you guys cream the encounters.
Yeah,
normally.
That's true, yeah.
I'm going to do a chromatic orb on the one in front of me.
Okay, great. If she's right in front of you, you will have disadvantage.
I will.
Range spell attack.
That's my boy.
Oh, in that case, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Any ranged attacks, if they're next to you, you have disadvantage.
If I move...
Yeah.
She attacks me with her reaction. Can I shield with my reaction?
Yes. You have then, one reaction, how you use it.
And then I'd still have the bonus actions and stuff.
Yes. Okay. So you're going to move away. She's going to make an attack of opportunity. That is a 21 to hit.
Shield.
Does that boost your AC high enough?
21? No. Shield. How much does shield give
again? Five.
Oh, exactly 21.
So you won't use it.
I'm not using shield then.
Oh, wrong dice. You take 8 points of slashing damage. She strikes at you as you step away.
Ow!
God damn it!
That was her reaction. Okay.
And then, I'll third level chromatic orb.
Yeah, and she can't use her mystifying stare because she's already used her reaction.
What element?
Lightning. It's locked to lightning, my chromatic orb.
Cool.
That's his choice, by the way.
That was my choice.
Of course. Also, Quill doesn't have a head anymore.
18.
That's a hit.
5d8!
For who?
A level 3 chromatic.
For who?
Glaive 1. I'm not stealing your kill this time. 6, 7, 13, 14, 18, then another one. 16 Joe DiMaggio's. Wait.
You said 18 and you rolled a
20 2. 20 Joe DiMaggio's.
There we go.
1 point over.
Oh!
Summon this swirling ball of storm energy. You throw it forward, and you almost wait for a moment. You know she's going to dodge to the side, and you just whoosh, and it just slams into the side of her, bam, knocking her down as lightning courses through her whole body. The other Naga is just like now, and as it begins pulling its bow free. Fuck you!
Not very cool.
No, it's not.
It looks like it keeps
shooting at me.
Yes.
End of turn?
End of turn.
19 to shoot you with a bow.
Ah, son of a... All right.
Do you want to use your reaction?
You already used it.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Didn't. I didn't. He said
oh,
it.
Yeah, he didn't, because it was pointless.
What level is shield, actually?
One.
Oh. Yeah, you could use that.
Neato. Yeah, I'll...
So that takes your AC to 21?
Yeah.
So this arrow's about to hit you, you're like, no!
I've got some cleric rage going on right now.
No!
And then 18 on the next one. So
nice!
Shield is active until the end of your next turn.
Nice!
So, the arrow is absorbed by two of the
Quill's
shield
Quill's having
blasts.
A good fight.
Yeah, for once.
For once!
Nova!
Yes! I have a
feeling...
She has
a lot of dice in her hand.
I have a feeling how this is going to go, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I'd like to imagine that my necro hand starts tingling, and I'm just going to reach up and go, oh, jeez! And then I'd like to cast Blight on the giant.
Yes!
Oh,
yes! Did you take that recently, Blight?
I did take it.
Yeah, that's Blight, cool.
Yeah.
So what save throw do I have to make?
Con 15, so I think you're probably going to make it.
He looks very sturdy.
Yeah.
But it will still do half damage.
Exactly.
What was it, 15?
15.
All right, just to let you know, Stone Giant plus 8 to its constitution saving throw. Roll a 6. 14.
Yes!
I love Blight. He's Blight is so good.
That is like, that is 95% yeah. chance to hit. Miss.
I love that.
That's a lot of damage I'm seeing there. That's
five. Is that what on high numbers?
35? Is that right?
So 16 plus 10 26. Is 26 plus, that was a 31. 2, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
35, yeah.
35,
yeah.
35 points of damage.
Nice.
I mean, nice. You watch
she arrives
one
style.
Of its arms, like you reach up and there's the blight kind of things. The bandages just begin, they begin almost unraveling as arcane power channels through cool. the arm. The bandages just explode off as this withered sort of skeletal hand.
Oh yeah.
The gauntlet. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the gauntlet.
Maybe it glows through.
Yeah, you see like this kind of like dark green energy pulse through the gauntlet as this beam strikes the giant. Its arm that it hits, it kind of throws itself to the side, but the beam catches the arm and the arm just withers. Like it becomes shrunken and malnourished. These dark black veins crawling up the side of its neck. No, a nightmare! You have brought me to a nightmare! As it cries in pain, still alive.
Was that his bashing arm?
Can I,
No.
Can I hammer bashing arm. Hammer bashing
arm. Can I chug a potion as a bonus action?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've said that you can take potions as bonus actions.
I would like to chug a...
Regret that.
I mean, I think it's fair, because a lot of the time we're...
Potion of healing. Potion of healing.
Just regular?
Yeah.
You get... Oh, 6 hit points.
Woohoo!
End of your turn?
Yeah.
Ayla.
Yeah, bitch gotta die.
One. You've just been fighting these three rounds.
Hit.
Yeah.
And that is a 25 to hit.
Your math noise.
25 hits
are amazing.
I'm counting on my hands. So
why is my hair so puffy today?
15 on the hammer on the first one, oh, and Jesus. 12 on the hammer on the second one, plus a save.
Yeah, the save doesn't matter, but I'm going to roll it anyway. You have this moment.
Does
where
it
you
not?
See
is she dead before I do that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that then.
Okay.
Could you zap the giant?
Yeah, you can zap the giant.
Can I zap the giant?
It's within 5 feet of you. I fail.
6 damage.
Whoa.
6 points of damage.
Oh my god.
It's popping off.
So you watch as you swing twice, and each time you swing the hammer, you kind of feel the reverberations of thunder coming from the hammer and from your own body. The second strike as it hits her, you just catch her dead in the chest, and you just watch her hand like comes up to her center of her chest. You think that you probably cause her heart to blow up from the... and she, like, collapses into the ground.
Oh, my God.
You just throw a hand behind you, and this blast of lightning hits the giant.
And a five-finger death punch. Yeah.
Or One Punch Man.
Yeah.
One Punch!
She just collapses
and
back.
And destroyed her.
Any movement?
I'm next to the giant.
You are next to the giant.
So I'm not going to move because I don't want to get hit
That's
by
fine.
Him.
It's going to hit Nova probably twice.
Hiya.
Hiya. That is going to be a 15 to hit.
Does not hit.
Yes.
How? I don't know.
21 to hit.
That will hit.
At least I'm up to.
Yeah. That's pretty good. It sounds pretty bad, actually.
Oh, he's making the face.
24 points of bludgeoning.
Can I?
Yes.
So I'm guessing this activates before. I want to cast Tomb of Levistus. Which basically means that as a reaction,
yes,
I can entomb myself in ice, which melts away at the end of your turn. I gain 70 temporary hit points, which take as much of the triggering damage as possible.
70.
What's the means to cast that? Is it a reaction?
It's a reaction. It's a reaction,
dude,
right? You've not
cool.
used your reaction, I don't think.
I've used mine.
You used yours, but you've not used yours. Yeah. So you see
that's
this
so cool.
giant club about to come down on you. It's basically what's it from World of Warcraft?
It's May from Overwatch.
You watch as this giant black hammer is about to slam down on you with all this force, and you just feel from Tiangong this protective layer of ice just craps over you. So you gain 70 temporary hit points, and it takes as much of that as possible. So it takes 24. But you can't do anything as long as the ice exists.
Yeah, as long as the ice exists.
And how long does it last? And I think the temporary hit points go away when the ice melts as well.
Until it melts, which is...
That's mental.
In about
end of my next turn.
So end of your next turn. So you can't do anything for your next turn.
I've sacrificed
and then at the end of your next turn, the ice melts, all those temporary hit points go away.
Yeah.
How many hit points are you on currently?
24, Mark.
Yeah, very good.
So I think I'm going to use this.
Yeah.
I have been sitting on this ability for a long time.
It's once per long rest,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Nice. I have been sitting on that. No, short rest.
Is it short rest?
Short rest.
Oh, dude.
So when Sentry died and Nova went super emo, yeah. She threw out the ability to learn other spells and swapped him to. So
cool.
I've been waiting for that for ages.
That's a warlock.
Cool.
That's a warlock. Pact of the Tome.
Yeah, it's an Eldritch Invocation.
Tomb of Levistus.
That's very cool.
Levistus is one of the archdevils of the Nine Hells. Lucius.
My nerd.
I'm gonna run at this one.
Okay.
So I got armor of Agathys.
You do?
I just turn and look at her, bite me, and I'm just gonna throw a chromatic orb at level 4 at this boy.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so make the ranged attack on the giant.
Nice, I like it.
And then you do dichromancy damage as well.
Yes.
Do you wanna do the dichromancy damage to the archer?
The archer.
Okay, so how much is the dichromancy?
7.
7 of acid, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. And then the giant, you make an attack roll.
16 plus 7.
Oh, 16 plus 7. That's going to be a hit.
Woo.
Yay! That is 68.
We'll do this, man. And then we'll...
Wait, was that a chromatic orb?
Yeah, this is a level
4.
We can carry on for a bit.
Minutes.
Yeah. We've got 5 minutes. I see Sid is prepping the donation.
Trot,
three.
By me.
5.
By me, trot.
6.
Trot.
7, 8. Got it.
7.
Cool. Damage.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. That's... okay.
Was it
30?
That's... whoa!
That's pretty great!
I just mean for 68. It's pretty good.
Pretty good, though.
The acid, like, it's... the giant's arm is withered to pieces, and it's smashing down on this tomb of ice encapsulating Nova, who's just looking up helpless as this thing is like, smash! In its back, you watch Lucius, like, bite me! Throws the hand up, the orb sails out of the gauntlet, hits into the square of the giant's back as this acid just coats it like a cloak or a cape.
Oh,
and you just watch as the flesh begins peeling and melting away. Raw bone is exposed as the acid eats away at it. And the giant is staggering, barely able to keep its feet.
Nice. Very nice.
That's the end of your turn, I assume, Lucius.
Yeah.
Sentry.
Okie dokie. So I'm going to do a heal. I'm going to chug a healing potion.
Regular healing potion?
Greater healing potion.
44 plus 4.
Bad dream.
15 hit points.
15, Dankeschön, very nice.
So that's your bonus action?
Yeah, but that's all I can do.
That's true, you've got Bruce
Dreams. Can I ready an action?
No.
Okay.
So that you ready an action uses
that's
your
action. That's also an action, okay.
Yes. Quill.
Awesome.
Well, seeing how everyone is getting wailed by this giant. So how bad
quill.
Does she look, the archer lady?
She's not been hit until Lucius just did some acid damage to her.
I mean...
But she is now the only one left. The giant is nearly ready to collapse.
Please don't fall on me.
I mean... Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get rid of that one.
Don't do that, Mark! Mark's making a face, podcast listeners.
I mean, it is a big giant.
It's a big
15
giant.
15 foot tall.
Well, I'm still in my tomb.
I will do... Okay, instead I will do a guiding bolt on Archer Lady.
Nice.
Okay, so Quill's like, you're not getting away!
Nice.
He's so angry.
I just don't like her.
She has shot you a lot.
She has shot you a lot, yeah.
12.
Nope. Not enough. She lowers herself to the side. Agilely.
I mean, I've got no bonus actions with cantrips. Well, I could shillelay.
She's going to shoot at you twice.
She had disadvantage because I'm right up against her.
Maybe, actually. She's not shooting at you, though, so I don't think so. I think if she was shooting at you, yes.
Yeah, but Lucius has gotten all up in her face. He's just dancing.
By me.
Look at me. Hey.
14?
No.
Miss.
They're obnoxiously large pauldrons, too.
23.
That one hits.
11 points of piercing.
Oh, that's actually bad.
And then on her turn, she is going to take an opportunity attack from Lucius as she slides towards her hole.
Her hole?
As she slides
towards... She slides to her hole.
Excuse me, what?
She's escaping.
Yes.
All right.
She's going down.
Too bad.
Seven.
No, you swing.
I'll get one of them one day.
And she just slides away, like literally, like fires on the move towards Aquil and just begins making her way down inside a stone tunnel.
Damn. So she's gone.
Well, she is leaving. She's not quite left yet. Nova, you do nothing, and then at the end of your turn, the ice melts away.
So cold.
Ayla.
Cold.
I recklessly attack the giant.
Yeah.
Must finish giant.
24 to hit.
You? I don't think you ever miss.
Yeah.
And, oh no, that
dude,
might miss.
Dude, don't worry. Roll your damage.
15 to hit.
How do you want to kill the giant?
I am just at this point so furious from being cut 1,000,000,000 times that she just starts, like, smacking him, but then as she knows that she's going to kill him, she's probably laughing as well. Like, she's gone fucking mental at this point.
Feral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that
and
word.
She finishes it off by just the final blow of the hammer, but she'll hold the hammer up to let lightning sort of channel into it and then just...
Yeah. Slams down. You just watch the arcs through his body. His eyes probably explode out of the socket as it stumbles back and collapses onto the ground.
You okay, Mark?
Yes.
That'll been fight. Gruesome.
I like describing gruesome combat. I don't know why, I just do.
Combat is...
It's pretty boring. It's brutal. And with that, are you going to pursue the Naga?
I'm jumping down the hole.
He jumped into the pit.
Is anybody looking to pursue, or are you going to just basically let them get away?
I'd like to have a...
We can take
a rest and then... Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll just have this last tiny bit of chasing down the lone archer.
Who's gone down a hole, which is probably impossible for us to go after.